President Cyril Ramaphosa has made his first opening address to Parliament under the new government of national unity. We speak to Ayanda Ali. Her reaction to his last State of the Nation address went completely viral. So obviously we'd like to know what she thinks of his opening address to Parliament. Welcome, Ayanda.
Always a pleasure, Chris. Thank you so much for your time. Good day to you and to the viewers as well.
Tell us what you made of his speech.
Well, you know, I'm of the view that this time around, the head of state has taken a more reconciliatory tone. I think the last time I responded to what he had to say, it was just before elections, and some people might even call it silly season. So there were a lot of things that we found wanting in what he had to say in that address, primarily because it was more wishful thinking than reality. But this time around, we are of the view that the president has become a little bit more sober-minded, perhaps a little bit of humble pie, helping him to assess the situation in the country better, maybe even being held to account by those who are in the government of national unity, but also having assessed the climate and the sign of the times, and that the ANC government could not carry on as per usual, has made the president, in my view at least, take a more sober-minded approach to what he had to say. My personal takeouts that I think I will definitely be keeping a close eye on as a member of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature is what the president had to say about national government holding local government to account in the way in which they implement the necessary policies that directed towards the indigent, the poorest of the poor in the country. We saw the president saying that municipalities must make a greater effort to implement those policies that allow for basic services to be given to the poor. You'll know that in Johannesburg, we're dealing with an electricity surcharge for prepaid electricity users. That's 230 rand, including VAT, a month. And our understanding was that that's going to penalize even the poor, because the majority of them are not on that indigent register that caters for them to receive basic services. We know that Treasury allocates funds for those who are indigent to receive those services, but unfortunately, they are not receiving them because of a lax in doing the work that is necessary to be done at municipal level. So to hear the president address that again, it just tells me that he's become a little bit more in touch with reality, and we welcome that. And we who are in opposition will be watching closely to see that it's not just talk, but he's walking the talk.
You are now an MPL in Gauteng for Build One South Africa. How do you see the role of BOSA in that government, and what are your priorities as an MPL?
I think it's important to note that while the government has gotten on with it, which is what we had wanted initially, we just wanted all the parties to be mature and to get on with the business of governing and making sure that we deliver services. We have started to see that, but it's very important that we don't neglect the role of opposition politics. And with everybody in the government of national unity or government of provincial unity, in our case, holding hands and singing Kumbaya, we need to make sure that as Build One South Africa, we remain vigilant and make sure that this is not just going to be a walk in the park exercise of everybody just getting positions and getting paychecks and looking after their own bottom line and neglecting the citizenry. So our job becomes even more crucial as we're outside of the GPU, making sure that we hold various executives to account. As we mentioned on the campaign trail, we're big on having a job in every home. So that finance and economic department in the province is something that we're going to be watching very closely, making sure that MEC Maile does not just talk a good talk. He's mentioned so many dreams and so many great ideas that he had had. But we know that the basics are not working. The basics of getting food to schools where children need that nourishment and sustenance, that has not happened. We know that we are still struggling with high cost of living in the province, and we want to make sure that we trim the fat as much as possible by way of perks that executives will be receiving so that we are able to channel those funds in the right direction. So we'll be keeping a close watch on things like that. Again, we welcome the president's introduction of more food items that will be VAT exempt, making sure that the poorest of the poor are able to live and have good nutrition. But again, we need to make sure that with the good comes those who are able to keep watch and make sure that this is not just to pacify people in the government of national unity or provincial unity, but indeed he is going to walk the talk. Another thing that I thought was very important that we will be keeping an eye on, making sure that people not only have a job in every home, but that that job is near that home and that they have a title deed to that home so that they're able to raise capital, they're able to participate meaningfully in the economy. The head of state mentioning in his address yesterday that that is something that they will prioritize, making sure that people are no longer suffering from asset poverty and that they do have the title deed to their home. Our job is to make sure that that not only, again, as I said, will not be a talk shop or just an exercise to placate the powers that be, but that indeed we do see its implementation on the ground.
I had not had a chance to ask you about the outcome of the election and the formation of this government of national unity. To what extent do you think it will be able to address the concerns of a majority of South Africans, and in what kind of time frame?
I think if maturity prevails and politics are put aside and people are prioritized, there can be great strides that are made. Also, provided that opposition, again, I have to underscore that, is not wavering and left to just be backbenchers in parliament or the legislature, then I do think we do have a recipe that could bring about change. I think one thing that we should take out from this election that we should never, ever forget is we managed to break the back of the almighty and all-powerful ANC that had declared that they will rule until Jesus Christ comes. We've shown that the electorate is able to change that and they can take power back. And it may seem messy and uncomfortable and a little all over the show at times, but that's a great win. That's a stride that has been taken that we should never forget. Ours is now to make sure that maturity, as I said, prevails, that people are not just out there for positions, but they're able to prove that they're effective. My wish is that those who are from different political parties who are occupying cabinet seats or positions in the executive will want to prove the worth of their political party and their ability to govern. And by doing so, by default, they'll be able to serve South Africa a little bit better. So a little healthy competition from those who are in cabinet positions and legislative positions in the executive, I think will serve South Africans well. I think we will also then be able to build our muscle as Build One South Africa, having not been in the political arena in any key positions prior to these elections. I think we'll be able to prove that we're able to practice what we preach. And I think that can only benefit South Africans and those in the provinces of Gauteng as well. And we'll be able to prove our efficacy going forward into the next election. So I think, yes, it may seem a little bit uncomfortable, but this is an outcome that can be a win if we use it well. And I think something also that's very important that South Africans must never forget is their role in this democracy, that they ought not to fold their hands and just, you know, usurp their power and hand over their responsibility to politicians, even myself, that they ought to stand up and make sure that they know what their rights and responsibilities are, that they participate in this democracy, that they never for a second, neglect their role, because otherwise then we will see a situation where it is just, this kind of wrangling and fear-mongering and power-hungry politicians, and then the people are at the back bench or the back burner. So I think it's high time also that South Africans, ordinary South Africans, take their part, make their voices heard and continue even well after they've cast their ballots.
Thank you. That was Ayanda Ali of Build One South Africa speaking to BizNews after President Cyril Ramaphosa opened Parliament. Thank you, Ayanda, and I'm Christine.